We wrap up our chat today with Laura Duff, the health and wellness specialist with Friesen Brothers, as we've been talking about the beehives they set up on the roof of their store in Southwest Edmonton. She says it's a chance to showcase some of the best honey in the world, as they've been getting help from producers such as Good Morning Honey in Parkland County, in addition to the knowledge gained from the beekeeping course at NAIT, where the instructor is the woman who owns ABC Bees in Calgary. Duff says she's an absolute leader in the industry. And Duff says ever since employees at the store found out that beehives were going to be kept on the roof, workers have been very excited about doing what they can to help out. You're the health and wellness specialist with Friesen Brothers. Do you have other programs that are kind of similar to this that you're working with local producers to bring things and showcase them within the stores?
Not to this scale outside of like our meat program. I'd say Brian Petty, our meat director, he works very closely with Alberta beef producers and the Alberta chicken producers and turkey and all that, and they try to make a big showcase of that in our store and in our flyer. We constantly talk about how we only source Alberta beef, pork, and chicken. We are trying to continue to expand the representation of local in center stores, so like through our grocery program and healthy choice department. We'd love to get to a place where we only sell Alberta honey. We would really like to close in on sourcing Alberta oats, lentils, pulses, those types of things exclusively, because a lot of times from manufacturers we'll get like it's a combination of Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba, and then some other states, northwestern states. So we want to continue growing that wherever possible through our whole store, since Friesen Brothers is Alberta family-owned and operated.
Now, how important is that to your customer base, that the fact that you guys offer so much local? Is it something that people have been really asking for and saying, you know, I want to support you guys because you do support local?
Yeah, absolutely. You can buy Kraft Dinner from any assortment of retailers, but it's hard to get into one grocery store that you can support local in basically every single aisle. That is what we're really trying to strive for. We work with a lot of small businesses, you know, help them prepare for retail too, because there's incredible entrepreneurial spirit in Alberta, and that's across every industry here, I think. But in the food landscape, it's really been exploding. So we've been fortunate to work too with the government of Alberta and the agricultural department and being connected to food producers and up and coming ones. And we've spoken at some of their like getting into retail events and been on the panel for that to help people get ready for retail, because it's a huge challenge. It's hard to exist in retail and to stay survivable because there's so much pressure on the price of commodity goods and foods, and that we want them to be successful and we want to try to help them. It doesn't always work out. Sometimes things are just not a fit, or it's, you know, a super competitive category with so many people are in kind of one category. But there's a lot of things that are blooming in the food industry in Alberta that we're glad to be a part of.
If a farmer or producer is interested in working with Friesen Brothers, can they actually approach you guys somehow in order to find out more?
Yeah, absolutely. The best way to contact us would be through the Friesen.com website, through our contact us form, because then it will get filtered to the correct department director. And then we'll, you know, go back and forth to see if it's a fit or if it's something that we do need. There's a lot of categories that have been, you know, there's only so much space on our shelves or in our coolers that it makes hard to support every single one. But we're open to innovation and new projects and fun stuff.
Just kind of getting back to the bee project, you were mentioning that it may not produce as much honey this year yet. But when are you kind of expecting your first crop? I don't know if you refer to it as that, but
so commercial bee producers are pulling frames already because our dandelion came all suddenly at once, so the bees were able to produce a bunch of honey off of that. This is getting into the honey flow season, so July is typically the start of busy season for beekeepers. Last Tuesday when I looked, we had maybe a total of 6 or 8 frames of honey, and so that's not enough to pull out yet. But when we go into the hive, we'll have a better understanding of when we're going to be beginning extraction, but I'm going to guess that our first honey extraction will be the last week of July.
What are you going to use it for? Are you just going to have like little tastings for people, or how are you going to handle that?
So one thing I'm hoping we do right away in Rabbit Hill is have honey available at our Father Dough pizza spot in the store. So we make this fantastic sourdough pizza, and drizzling honey on pizza is delicious. If you haven't tried it, it's the best combination of salty and sweet at the same time. And then available for like in coffee at our deli. We're going to bottle it up and we'll probably make some available for gift baskets. So in our Rabbit Hill store, we have quite the like charcuterie kind of giftware selection area. And those gals will probably use some limited edition bottles of honey in there. We'll probably do some gifting with our staff and key members of our community.
Anything that you'd like to add then, Laura?
Just that I believe Alberta consumers should absolutely support local honey producers. We have the best honey in the world right here in Alberta. And the majority of those honey producers are all family-owned businesses and quite small. Good Morning Honey here in Parkland County is a husband and wife outfit. They've got a team of six total, and they have around 3,000 hives just in Parkland County. And they do it all from field to bottle. And I think there's something incredibly special about that and understanding the true value of honey and not driving down the commodity cost and quality.
That's Laura Duff, the health and wellness specialist with Friesen Brothers, chatting with us about the beehives that they've got on their Southwest Edmonton store roof and the honey that they're hoping to collect from that busy little team.